A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation today to posthumously award the Congressional Medal of Honor to a D-Day veteran. That veteran is thought to have saved dozens or maybe even hundreds of lives. But until now, he may have been overlooked for the award because of the color of his skin. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley tells us more.
Army Corporal Waverly Woodson was 22 years old when he landed on Omaha Beach as a medic in the first wave of the June 6th invasion. He was part of the 320th Barrage Balloon Battalion, an all-African-American combat unit whose mission was to string a curtain of hydrogen-filled balloons and steel cables to keep Nazi planes from strafing the beach. Linda Hervieux lives in Paris and is the author of a book about the battalion called Forgotten. She says Woodson was seriously wounded before he even made it to shore.
He worked through his pain to save lives. He pulled out bullets, he patched wounds, he dispensed blood plasma, he amputated a right foot. And when he thought he could do no more, he rescued four drowning men. This was on June 7th. They were British Tommies. And 30 hours after, he collapsed from his own injuries.
Woodson was given a Bronze Star, but there's evidence he may have been overlooked for a Medal of Honor because he was black. Woodson died in 2005, but he talked about his D-Day experience in a 1994 interview with ABC News, calling war the great equalizer.
There's no such thing as a color barrier, whether you're white, blue, yellow, green, or purple. All of you are the same. A bullet will kill you. They can blow your head off.
But Hervieux says there was no equality for black soldiers in the segregated armed forces, and they returned home to a Jim Crow America. As she researched her book, she says many historians still maintain there were no black soldiers involved in D-Day.
The memory of black soldiers at D-Day has been scrubbed in many of our textbooks on our movie screens. Take the last major movie, Saving Private Ryan. We have an opening sequence that shows the barrage balloons flying over the ships that these men were in charge of flying on the beaches, and we have no black soldiers.
In a press conference over Zoom today, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, sponsor of the bill, spoke of correcting a historical injustice.
1 million black Americans served during World War II, one in every 16 American service members. But of the hundreds of medals of honor awarded at that time, not a single one went to a black service member.
Woodson was recalled to active service as a medical instructor at a Southern Army base during the Korean War, but was reassigned to Washington, D.C. when officers found out he was black. Woodson's wife of 54 years, Joanne, says her husband was affected by racism his whole life.
But I'm hoping that today will really seal the request and give him the honor that he was supposed to have received.
Joanne Woodson says if the campaign is successful, she'll donate her husband's D-Day Medal of Honor to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.